My name is Jennifer Krong from the Assist Learning Podcast. I'm a proud member of the Education Podcast Network, just like the show you're listening to right now. The opinions expressed are those of the individual hosts. Make sure you check out all the other great podcasts at edupodcastnetwork.com and get ready because the learning begins in 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a daily show to equip, inform, and inspire educators to teach with less reliance on the textbook through technology, creativity, and innovation. I'm your host, Matt Miller. Let's get started. This is episode 162 of the Ditch That Textbook Podcast, a member of the Education Podcast Network, coming to you today from the Ditch That Textbook World Headquarters here at my house in West Central Indiana. Although, in reality right now, where I am is at the NC Ties Conference in North Carolina. I've told you about that the last couple of days, so I'll keep this part pretty short. You do realize that I record these ahead of time sometimes, right? So like when I'm actually recording isn't always where I am. Yeah, you know, you get it. So anyway, excited about hopefully bringing some stuff back from the conference to you there. Today, I wanted to share something cool that I found on Twitter. So my co-authors for the book Don't Ditch That Tech, Nate and Angie Ridgeway, mother-son duo, just shared something pretty cool on Twitter that I wanted to share with you, and it comes with downloadable assignable templates. So, I mean, that in and of itself is pretty exciting in and of itself. I just said that twice. So here's what he came up with. I believe this was Nate, who really did this. He was looking at ways to connect things together that we've been learning. So if students have been learning, you know, a variety of different concepts or ideas or people or events or whatever, if you can make connections between them, that's a good thing. So what he did was, he did kind of a play off of the 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon. If you ever heard of that, that with any actor, I don't know if that's really the case anymore now that it's been a while, but the idea was you can get any actor is within 6 degrees of connection of Kevin Bacon. Like they were with this person in this movie, with this person in this movie, with this person in this movie. It's down 6 connections. And then you can always connect it back to Kevin Bacon. That's the joke if you've never heard of it before. So instead of 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon, Nate has suggested 6 degrees of connection making. See what he did there? Kevin Bacon, connection making. Yeah, you see it. So what he's suggesting here is that we take a handful of topics, and he's got templates for 2 topics or 2 things or 3 topics or 4 or 5 or 6. I mean, as many as 6, and they're just like circles. And he says what we can do is we can take these different things and we can show the connections between them. You know, what is similar, what things they share in common, and make those connections together. So here are the instructions that he puts on one of them. He says in the circles. So imagine, if you will, this one is the four circle ones. This is like 4 different things we're trying to make connections between. Imagine a piece of paper with 4 empty circles on the corners. He says, in the circles, put down topics or ideas, or I'd even suggest, you know, like people or places. Then using lines, bubbles, pictures, make connections from one topic to another. Some connections might take several steps to come together. So being able to make these connections helps us to see what's similar, what things they share in common, and all of that, which is really cool. So what Nate has done is he has created a Google Drive folder with a video explaining how this all works and 3 other folders that have these templates in PDF form, in Google Drawings form, and in Google Docs form. And of course, you can take any of these, make a copy of it, and then assign it out to your students through Google Classroom or your learning management system. So it's a simple idea. And if you use, let me even go a step further, if you use something like Google Drawings and have your students use those templates, they can put text boxes on, they can even put pictures, you know, they can put shapes, they can put icons, they can put all sorts of things in here to help make the connections and make it more visual. So if you like this idea, like I do, then probably the easiest way to do this is to go to Twitter. Just go to twitter.com and do a search. And if you search for the, if you search for 6 degrees of connection making, right now when I'm looking at it, there are only 2 tweets up there, and that this should take you right to it. So it's the number 6 degrees of connection making. That's making with no G at the end of it. And it should pull it up there where you can get to the Google Drive folder. So if you haven't checked this out, pretty cool idea. Hat tip to Nate and Angie Ridgeway on Twitter. They're at Teach From Ridge. They're my co-authors of the book, Don't Ditch That Text. So go check that out and give it a shot. Thanks for listening to the Ditch That Textbook podcast. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts. If you love it, be sure to leave a review and rating on iTunes to help others find a show. Thanks for listening and happy ditching.